Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. I've got something I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about power questions that can possibly turn your company around and certainly make everybody a lot happier, maybe make you more money. How about that? You know, one of the things that people oftentimes do and they're good at, but they don't really appreciate it, is the concept of leadership. Most people agree that that there are many traits of an effective leader, including you got to be competent, you got to be professional, you have to have vision, you got to be trustworthy, you got to practice trust. You got to be confident. Nobody likes a namby-pamby leader. And you got to communicate. And, of course, the other thing is you got to be courageous. Nobody wants you to do business with a leader who doesn't have courage. But great leaders, those are basic leadership traits of an effective leader. But great leaders set themselves apart by three other qualities. First one is servant leadership. In the 21st century marketplace, the prime devotion of great leaders is to their people. We talked about this in the last hour. Focus on your people first and everything else will fall, because servant leaders know it's through engaged, high-functioning teams that their own goals are achieved. Servant leaders subordinate their goals first and aggregate the success of the people around them to achieve their own goals. That's what servant leaders do. That comes from great leadership. And the second one is honest. I call it honest curiosity. I coined that term, honest curiosity. This quality has two parts that are inextricable. They're as inextricable as the size of a coin. First is a great leader is devoted to asking questions. They're curious. They're asking questions. And they want to know what you think. And number two, the second part of honest curiosity is they listen. That's the honest part. They listen because they really want to know what the person says when they ask questions. The third quality of a great leader is mentor mentality. The most successful and beloved leaders I've known had a trait that's often overlooked. They mentored their people to become leaders. Great NFL coaches like Lombardi and Walsh and Landry and Parcells, they became legendary through the subsequent performance of the coaches they mentored. They were great leaders on the field, but after they retired, they became legendary because of the coaches they mentored that went on after them. They worked for them. They learned under them. They were mentored by these great people. And that became those great coaches, those legendary coaches. Those coaches that followed them became what's called their coaching tree. You ever heard of that? The coaching tree. Well, in that spirit, allow me to introduce the concept of a leadership tree. Would you like to become a great leader, even legendary? Would you like to build your own leadership tree? How about that? Have you ever thought about that? Well, in addition to demonstrating the leadership traits just identified, I just talked about, commit to asking what I call the four cardinal leadership questions. The first two questions are from the book What Motivates Me by my friend and Brain Trust member Chester Elton. He co-authored it. And the last two of these four are mine. Here's the first one. Ask the question, this is a power question, folks. How are you doing? Ask your people, how are you doing? Chester said this isn't a drive-by question. It's a look them in the eye. I've got time to listen question. The leader has to be in the moment with the other person. That's the honest curiosity thing. And the answers that you're seeking are not presupposed. It might be about their job, their aspirations, or even their family, their personal life. Who knows what they're going to answer? How are you doing? That's the question. Great leaders do that. It's a power question. And the second power question from Chester, how can I help? Chester says this leadership question creates a safe environment. A manager, mentor once told me, one of my mentors once told me, if you're in trouble in your job, don't go down by yourself. Get me involved early. Let me help you get out of trouble. Isn't that great? Great leaders want others to succeed. They want you to win. How can I help? Now my two questions. What do you think? That's the question. What do you think? I call this the leader's power question, and it produces two kinds of fruit. First, few things cultivate the elusive engagement factor. That engagement factor that's so hard to find. Few things cultivate that more than the boss asking the opinion of an employee. What do you think? And the second thing is diverse input from other people coming to you, input to you. Diverse input almost always sprouts green shoots. Great leaders know that they don't have all the answers or ideas. They need help from other places. Diverse input is always sprouts fruit. What do you think? Last question, what did we learn? I call this the leader's magic question. What did we learn? And it may be the four most important words in management. What did we learn? Surely, redemption is the most human behavior a leader can demonstrate, and the most powerful mentoring moment happens after a team member makes a mistake while taking initiative, and the leader says, okay, we know what happened, then redeems that person with, what did we learn? What did we get for our money? What did we learn from that mistake? That's how great leaders use their power. They don't yell at people. They don't fire people. They don't run. They don't verbal tank people. They say, what did we learn? What did we get for our money? If you know the person was honest and tried hard and they still made a mistake, they didn't do it flagrantly or maliciously, what did we learn? It's the leader's magic question, and I think the four most important words in management. What did we learn? Employees come and go, my friends. Those who stay become part of your leadership tree, which your company continues to benefit from. And when a mentee fledges and moves on to lead successfully elsewhere, then they become part of your legacy as a branch of your leadership tree. Become a legendary leader. Create your own leadership tree. I'm Jim Blyski. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.